Good morning, everyone. It is good to see you all here, and may I wish you a happy Christmas. Particularly to the person who's left the, I hope it's fake, present up here. Made me smile. Thank you very much for that. Can't see what I'm supposed to be saying today, but that's okay. Who needs to know? I'm very excited because, as with every year, I get to light the final candle, the middle one, because, you know, dangerous. This is my big moment of the year, Adrian, yes. Hold on. Let's hope it all goes... Oh, damn it. Let's hope it all goes to plan. Otherwise, my big moment is... I reckon God would have been pretty excited that first Christmas when he planned for his son, Jesus Christ, to come to earth, the least thing that we were expecting to happen. And today we gather to worship Jesus, the baby born to earth, who came for us. So let's stand together and sing our first carol, O Come, All Ye Faithful. Let's stand and sing. Did you know that years ago, people didn't give each other presents at Christmas? They gave each other presents in the new year, in January. Do you think we could wait that long?
No.
I don't believe so. But of course we give presents at Christmas. It's the day we choose now to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. And we give each other presents as this is a birthday. For some it's a real birthday. For others it's a celebration of Jesus' birthday. I got a few presents this morning. I wonder whether anyone else... At Christmas, we celebrate. We want things to be perfect. We want everything to go well. We plan it for weeks and weeks. We get the food that we want. We invite the people that we want. And we want it all to go so wonderfully well. But Christmas doesn't always go wonderfully well. It isn't always perfect. It doesn't always happen the way we've planned. And life isn't always as it should be when we get to this very special day. Sometimes it is imperfect. Sometimes it brings about a lot of sadness. Sometimes it is not really the day that we want to happen right here and now in our lives. Christmas can often be in the middle of extremely difficult times. 100 years ago today, we were at war, 1914. But Christmas Day still came in the middle of World War I. And this is what happened. I want you to take a look at this short clip of film. 100 years ago today, war stopped for one day. It began on Christmas Eve. It didn't begin the same all along the front, but it began in different ways. Sometimes people held up banners or white things on the end of sticks or lit lights. People started to venture towards the opposite trenches. In some places, a truce was agreed for Christmas Day. In other places, it wasn't. In some places, people approached with presents and others came out of the trenches and they joined together and they had a day of peace. But in other places along the front, people approached with presents and they were shot, and war continued. It was not peace everywhere, but it was peace in a lot of places. There were many different things that happened, as it was said, exchanging of gifts. Some people had their hair cut if they bumped into someone who was a hairdresser on the opposite side of the front line. Some people played football. There's a story that goes that there was a game of football, but there were lots of games of football, and as it said, rather shambolic, with balls just being hit everywhere. But it was peace for a day in the middle of war. However, when that day was over, the truce was also over, and war began again. It was an amazing day, but it came to an end after this one day. Which is a little bit strange because on Christmas Day, we choose to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. And in the Bible, the birth of Jesus Christ is the birth of the Son of God. In the book of Isaiah, it says this, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Christmas Day is the day we choose to celebrate the birth of the Prince of Peace. And yet even today, 100 years after World War I, we are still not at peace. We're not at peace in the world. We're not at peace in our country. We're not at peace in our own lives in many ways. And yet we still celebrate this one day in the middle of all the war, and then we go back to our normal lives. So what is Christmas Day? Why do we gather today and act differently and then go back to normal? Is it merely a break from the normal wars and problems of life, or is it something more than that? There's one thing that I love at Christmas, and it's these. I don't know whether you have any of these. This one's a bit of a sparkly one. Can you see the sparkles or not? Snow globe. Simon, my husband, those of you who don't know him, used to collect these, and we had a whole box of them when we lived in London. They were all on the shelves, various arrays of snow globes. This is the only one I could find now, would you believe? It's a Noah's Ark snow globe. It's not because I'm a minister, it's just there was no other one, you know. I have some others. And I love these because the thing about it is you have this scene in the middle which looks wonderful and peaceful. And then, of course, you shake up your snow globe, or some of them you can get, they're sort of automatic and they do it themselves. And then you have this storm that goes on around for a little while. Some of them are much better because they have much bigger bits of snow and they're real storm. But the scene in the middle remains still. Still that wonderful scene in the middle of the storm. And when I was thinking about Christmas Day and the birth of the Prince of Peace, it made me think of snow globes. Because it made me think that actually, although we celebrate the birth of Jesus, there's still lots of things that go on in our lives which aren't peaceful. Lots of struggles, lots of problems. There's still people in the world who are in the middle of war at this time. And Jesus being born doesn't take all that magically away, although one day there will be peace. But what it does do is mean that in the middle of all our struggles, in the middle of all our wars, in the middle of all our imperfect Christmases, there is one who is here who can keep our lives static and strong. That in the middle of those storms that are raging around us, there is the Prince of Peace who can draw alongside us and help us to walk through the storms. Just like in the middle of the snow globe, however big the storm, we can remain firm and strong because he is with us. And so as we think about Christmas Day, as we think about the Prince of Peace, as we think about the birth of Jesus Christ, whether you're having a perfect day or a very imperfect day, Jesus promises to be with you, the Prince of Peace, and to walk with you in this day, but also in tomorrow, and the next day, and the next day, and in the weeks and years to come. And that's why we celebrate this day, not just as one day, but as the start of a time where we can walk with someone who cares so much about us. And so we're going to sing our final carol this morning as we draw to a close our Christmas service. But if you have chance, you are welcome to stay for tea and coffee. I believe there's a few mince pies and various other things as well, if you need a snack, because let's face it, we're going to be hungry today, aren't we? Not a lot of food going around. Do please stay if you can. But let's stand to sing our final carol. Hark! The herald angels sing.